Joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Physics Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call began nearly 4.5 years ago as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved and grown to serve as a daily pause for our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 17th day of the month of Tammuz. For all those who are fasting, wishing everyone an easy and meaningful fast. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email in need of a refuah. These include 3 children we've been davening for regularly, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana Fredel, Alini Orna, Bas, Chen Chana, and Tinoch Ben Muhammad Devora. May they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those who are still tragically being held captive, of course, our brothers, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, Evan Gershkovitz, who was recently convicted for a long sentence in Russia, very unjustly, and Arvin Yitanel, then Sonia Siona in Iran. May they speedily be returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yisrael Gottlieb of Congregation Beit Torah in Suffern, New York, the shul I grew up in, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, and be followed by Rabbi Gottlieb fully reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew, translated in English, and that will be followed by the 3 Mishaberach we say here on the call daily, the Mishaberach for our brave soldiers, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and Rabbi Gottlieb will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Lechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gottlieb.
Thank you, Naftali. It is my pleasure and honor to be here, and I want to thank my dear friend Naftali Herman for not just inviting me, but for all that he does and continues to do on behalf of the Jewish people at large. And this daily time out to come together and to remember all those in need in the Jewish people and to sincerely pray for them, for their welfare recovery and their speedy return is a great value for them and for all of us. I want to echo Naftali's words in wishing everyone who is fasting an easy, meaningful fast, and is especially poignant and meaningful for us to gather together on this fast day, to bear in mind those of us who may not be able to join us today, but whom we hope will be able to rejoin us very soon. One of the great sources I like to go to for wisdom, guidance, and insight is the great Yogi Berra. Yogi, the great Yankee catcher who won many World Series with the team, and a celebrated hero of baseball in the 20th century, he and his wife were once invited to Cooperstown, New York, the site of the Baseball Hall of Fame, for one of the summer induction ceremonies. For those of you who have ever been to Cooperstown, you know it's in the middle of nowhere, and you have to drive on endless country roads to get there. And Yogi and his wife were moving along at about 70 miles an hour along one of these country roads. And they were going and going and going. And finally, Mrs. Berra turns to Yogi and she says, "Yogi, we are hopelessly lost." And Yogi looks at her and he says, "Yes, but we're making good time." And they often think about Yogi's perspective there and the rat race in life, that we often are hopelessly lost, but delude ourselves because we're making good time. And we are moving forward and we're rushing and we're running and we barely stop or even pause to reflect and consider if we're lost or if we're even headed in the right direction. Today, the 17th of Tammuz begins a 3-week period, the Bein HaMitzorim, the period between the straits, between the fast day of the 17th of Tammuz, the day the walls of Jerusalem were breached, and the fast of the 9th of Av, the day the temple was destroyed and taken down, first by the Babylonians, and the second temple by the Romans. And it's a period of extreme sadness, it's somber, it's cold, and the period gets its name, Bein HaMitzorim, from the pasuk in the book of Eicha, the first chapter, Kol Rotfeh Hisiguha, Bein HaMitzorim. All those who chased after her, all those who attempted to take down the Jewish people somehow reached her and were able to carry out their evil and their plans, Bein HaMitzorim. The Hasidic masters, in their eternal optimism, so they read this pasuk different. And they read the pasuk as Kol Rotfeh Hisiguha, Kol Rotfeh Hisiguka. All those who chase after God can find him, Bein HaMitzorim. All those who chase after God and look to seek and to find God in their lives, they can find it in this time period. And there's a great irony in this time where God has seemed so distant from us for millennia, that the Hasidic masters tell us we can specifically find him now. But Rabbi Shlomo Wolbe, Rabbi Wolbe is the author of the Aleh Shur, one of the great books of thought and ethics in modern times, and he develops a beautiful idea based on the thought of Rabbeinu Yonah, the great Rishon, Rabbeinu Yonah of Girona in the Shari Tshuva. And he writes that at times we are so lost in life, like Yogi and his wife, that we don't even realize we're lost. Sometimes we're so lost, we don't know we're headed in the wrong direction. Sometimes we're so lost, we don't realize that we're never going to get where we need to go if we don't change direction and shift what we're doing. And says Rav Wolbe, this time period is that wake-up call. Meaning as long as the walls of Jerusalem are intact, as long as the temple is intact, as long as the daily service is brought, as long as everything runs along smoothly and nothing is changed, we believe we're headed in the right direction and we're making good time. But when there's a wake-up call, when life throws curveballs at us, when there's the breach of the walls of Jerusalem, the daily service is stopped, when the temple is in flames and then lay in ruins, it's a wake-up call that maybe we're not headed in the right direction. But as Rav Wolbe explains so beautifully, the first step to finding your way back is to recognize that you're lost. And if you know you're lost, you can stop and you can ask yourself where I have to go. The Hasidic masters hit this point so beautifully. Kol Rotfeh, all those who chase it, all those who chase inspiration, all those who chase fulfillment, all those who chase to seek and to know God and to be connected, Hisiguka, they can reach their creator, Bein HaMitzorim, when they pause for a moment to consider, I'm making good time, but am I headed in the right direction? And if we can use this time period for reflection, for thought, for introspection, for asking ourselves, am I headed in the right direction? So we too can be hisiguka. We can reach and grasp God and his presence in this time. And we can merit that 3 weeks from now, we can gather together on a call of celebration for the end of suffering, the end of pain, the end of sickness, the freeing of all those in captivity, and the end of any trials and tribulations around the world, with a Tisha B'Av that celebrates the coming of Mashiach and the building of the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to say the Tehillim now. We're going to begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchoseka, Ve'olosecha Yedash Nesela, Yiten Lecha Kulavecha, Lecha Atzosecha Yimalei, Niranina Bishuhaseka, Ubshem Eloheinu Yidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishaloseka, Ato Yodati, Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kodsho, Biguros Yesha Yimino, Eilev Arechev, Veilev Asusim, Vanachnu, B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Koru V'Nafalu, Vanachnu Kamlu B'Nis Odad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Yaneinu V'Yom Koreinu. Gonna move to Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echsar, Binos Deshe Yarbitzeni, Almei Menuchos Yinahaleni, Nafshi Yishovev, Yancheni V'mad Leitzedek L'man Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech Begeitz Almoves, Lo Irara Ki Ata Imodi, Shivtecha Umishantecha Hema Yenachamuni, Taroch Lefonai Shulchan Neged Tzoreroi, Dishanta Vashemin Roshi, Kosi Revaya, Ach Tov Vachesed Yudufuni Koyime Chayoi, Vishavdi Vives Adonai Leorech Yamin. Next is Perek Chuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir Lamalos, Esoinai El Hehorim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri mim Adonai Osei Shamayim Ba'aret. Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha. Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishon Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha. Adonai Tzilcha Al Yad Yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka. V'yareach Balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzeisecha Ovolecha Me'ata V'ad Olam. Kuf Lamed, chapter 131. Shir HaMa'alos, Mima Ma'akim Krosich Adonai, Adonai Shima V'Koli, Tiena Oznecha Kashivos L'Kol Tachanunai, Im Avonos Tishmor Ya, Adonai Mi Ya'amod, Kim chahas licha leman tivare, kivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi, v'li dvaro hochalti, nafshi l'Adonai mi shomerim laboker, shomerim laboker, yachel Yisrael al Adonai, kim Adonai hachesed, varbei mofidus, v'hu yivdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Kuf Mem Beis, chapter 142. Maskil LeDavid, Bioso Vamara Tefila, Koli El Adonai Ezok, Koli El Adonai Eschanon, Eshpoch lefanov sichi, sorasi lefanov agid, bisatef alai ruchi, viatoyadat nesivosi, beorach zu alech amnu fachli, habet yamin ure, vein li makir, avad manos mimeni, ein doresh lenafshi, zaakti elech adunai, Amarti atomachsi, chelki be'eretz hachayim, hakshiva el vinosi, kidalosi me'od, hatzileni mirodfai, kiyamtu mimeni, hotzia mimasker nafshi lodos es shemecha, biachtiru tzadikim, yisigmol olahai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, Hanisunim batzara uvashivya, haumdim bein bayam bein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, viyotziyem mitzar lirvacha, umeyafel liyora, umishibud ligu'ula, hashta ba'gol abizman kariv in omar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. We're now going to make the Mishabera for the Chayalei Tzahal, for Israel's Defense Forces. Mishabera Avoseinu, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Kuyivarech es chayalei tzva haganoli Yisrael ba'anshei kochot ha-bitachon. Ha'omdim al mishma arzenu, ve'orei Eloheinu, migvul ha-levonon, ve'ad midbar mitrayim, umaneyam ha-gadol adavo harava, uvachol makom sheheim, ve'yabasha ba'vir uvayam. Yitein Adonai es oyeveinu hakamim aleinu, nigofim lifnehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmo V'yatsiyas Chayalini Mikot Abaduka Mikol Nego Machala V'yishlach Biracha Batzlacha B'chol Masa Yidehem Yadber Sonenu Tachtehem V'yadrein B'ches Yishuo B'teret Nitzachon V'kuyam B'hem HaKasuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ho'leich Imachem V'yilachem Lachem V'yilachem L'oshia Eschem V'nomar Amen. We're going to now recite the Mishaberach, the prayer for the Shvuyim, for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Aaron, David Shlomo, Ki Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsoros Nedarei Tzadonol Yisrael, Ushvuyav, Ves Kol Achenu Hanesunim B'Tzara U'Veshivya, Bavur Shekol HaKol Had Kadosh Hazem Mispalel Bavuram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachim Aleihem, V'yotziei Mechoshech V'Tzalmoves, U'Mostroseihem Yenatek, U'Mimtzukoseihem Yoshiyem, V'yishiveim Mehera Lechek Mishpechoseihem, Yodu L'Adonai Chasdo, V'niflo Sov L'Vnei Adam, Yikayem Amak Mikro Shekasuv, Ufduyei Adonai Yeshuvun, Uvo Tzion Birina, V'simchas Olam Al Rosham, Tason b'simcho yasigu, b'nosu yagon b'anacha, b'nomar, Amen. We're now going to make the Mishaberach L'cholim, the prayer for the sick. At the pause, please insert the names of those for whom you are davening. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Moshe and David Shlomo, v'yivarech v'rapeas ha-cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rechim Aleihem Lachli mamler aposom lachli kamalachli yosom. Yishlach lahem meiror refuashim minashamayim. L'chol evrim l'chol gidem b'sor shachol yisrael. Refuas hanefesh refuas haguf. Hashta ba'gol vizman koriv b'nomar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Galid. Really appreciate having you on and look forward to God, Amir Hashem, having you back on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause as this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone an easy and meaningful fast.